Position timing. Profitable intraday trading requires execution in harmony with daily time cycles. Momentum strategies generally correspond with impulse phases, while swing tactics characterize reaction periods. Time these positions to large-scale trend range conditions whenever possible. For example, enter momentum positions in active markets during the impulses rather than reactions, but trade pullbacks during reactions rather than impulses. Avoid execution during noisy cycle periods. Markets trend only 10 to 20% of the time, even at the intraday level. Impulse phases can display little directional movement or conviction by the crowd. Reaction zones may exhibit few themes or boundaries. This restless market action induces many discordant phases without clear signals or opportunity. Never force a position when the tick chart doesn't identify the current phase clearly. Specific tactics avoid entry during certain times of day. Many experienced participants stand aside during the open period. They use this phase to exit overnight positions and gather feedback to make informed decisions later in the day. Others aggressively trade the morning, but take off at lunch hour and never come back. Some prefer to scalp the quiet middle of the day, when lower volume equals less risk. And at the last hour, many morning players return to feed on late-day volatility. Intraday chart-based tactics favor certain execution times. Overnight gap strategies encourage positions during the opening minutes of the market session. A first-hour breakout system must wait 60 minutes or longer for the new range to develop. Simple charts that rely on 5-minute bars may not print enough data to predict price change until the late morning or early afternoon. And many complex intraday patterns wait until the last hour to complete breakouts or breakdowns. Specific holding periods focus awareness on different aspects of this short-term tug and pull. Intraday traders seek profit through single momentum thrusts. Positions that align to cyclical interfaces enhance reward and minimize risk. Swing traders find particular value in the cycle's similarity to classic wave motion, that is, thrust reaction followed by thrust reaction. This promotes a natural rhythm that allows them to buy weakness and sell strength. Position traders watch these cycles to improve portfolio results as they avoid market at open orders with a few simple observations. First hour. The first and last market hours favor strong directional price movement. This positive feedback often dries up through the middle of the day as negative feedback takes over. These two pivotal hours capture the majority of significant price movement over many sessions. The shares traded during this time may exceed 60% of the total volume for the entire 6.5-hour session. Price extremes that print during these hours may represent the high and/or low bars for the entire day. The 4.5 hours between 10:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. New York time frequently reflect narrow range movement bound by first-hour price action. Spreads and volume contract through this middle phase as market movers position themselves into the expected closing impulse. Look backward to understand the first hour's message. Market players naturally study pre-open sentiment, spreads, and the latest news for clues to the new session's supply-demand. Important themes really begin during the prior session's final hour. The last impulse often triggers unexpected price development that builds instability into the close. This late action provides insight into the next day's first impulse. But remember that supply-demand must first pass through the filter of overnight world markets before reaching the new day. Opening imbalance. Participants watch the opening action to identify key short-term price levels for the new session. Early swings define the first-hour range, while gaps provide immediate signposts for reversals and breakouts. Penetration through either end of the first hour's range may signal sharp bar expansion. Gaps that hold through this testing period also favor expansion through their initial highs or lows. Alternatively, failure to exceed these levels invites fading strategies as orders build against the short-term extremes. Closing momentum influences the next morning's opening trades. Simple physics describes this common price mechanism. An object in motion will tend to remain in motion unless met by an intervening force. While inertia slowly pulls market movement toward center, a major trend that persists into the close should try to reassert itself the following morning. Many forces can modify the close impulse before the next session. Late news and extended hours allow trading well into the evening. The Globex World Session takes over for index futures and smaller contracts. The Nikkei and Hang Seng respond to American market action and contribute their own issues. Europe awakens, and its bourses add new twists to the changing environment. Finally, Western markets reassume dominance as market makers post early spreads and electronic communication networks, or ECNs, open for business. Overnight world market influence illustrates how sharply sentiment can swing between one session close and the beginning of the next one. But overnight shocks move markets less frequently than most swing traders realize. Because trends persist only 10 to 20% of the time, American exchanges often generate price action that doesn't impact world sentiment. Only new activity on those local exchanges can finally resolve their internal imbalance. Intraday traders avoid overnight risk by going flat into the close. Many use the open to determine which trend direction should prevail as they prepare strategies for the day. These short-term tactics force them to miss overnight price movement. Unfortunately, stocks can gap in the direction of a rally or sell-off for days in a row during strongly trending markets. This is no coincidence. Insiders use these price shocks to take short-term traders out of the profit game for as long as they can. Swing traders use intersession volatility to execute two types of strategies. The first tactic expects flat conditions as positions are held overnight. A quiet close favors a quiet open. Stocks in well-defined trends should resume price movement through adjacent sessions unless other forces intervene. While risk increases overnight, positions play the odds and seek greater rewards. But this strategy backfires if overnight shocks or insider manipulation twist the opening. The other method relies on overnight volatility, as swing traders hold positions in expectation of a morning gap. This highly popular strategy carries great risk through most market conditions. Although odds favor a continuation of the prior day's trend, an immediate reversal may trigger if the shock does not materialize. And morning gaps now print frequently in the opposite direction of the close, as insiders fade the crowd's well-known intentions. Overnight strategies rely on an estimated 80 to 90% continuation bias. A trending stock that moves to a new high or low near closing should surge in that direction the next morning. The first hour provides an excellent opportunity to unload short-term positions that capitalize on the closing trend. But this strategy always presents greater risks than intraday or broader position-based trades. Use it in runaway markets, but avoid it the rest of the time.